From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Longtime former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh was killed Monday in a roadside attack just after ending a three-year alliance with the Shia Houthi rebels battling a Saudi coalition backing current President Abdel Mansur Hadi. The Houthi leader, Abdel Malik al-Houthi, called it an exceptional historic day, the day of the fall of what he called the treasonous conspiracy, a black day for the aggressor states against the Yemeni people. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said Saleh's death came as he sought reinforcements from the Saudi coalition in recent fighting with Houthis.
Saleh went too far in supporting the Saudi UAE group. And in the process, he was expecting and hoping that the Saudis and the UAE would be supporting him and sending in forces that will reinforce his forces in Sana'a to fight against Houthis.
President Hadi called on the Yemeni people to rise up against the Houthis, who he referred to as this criminal and terrorist militia. Meanwhile, UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric appealed for greater access to ease the growing suffering of millions of Yemenis.
It is paramount that civilians are protected, that the wounded are afforded safe access to medical care, and that all sides facilitate life-saving humanitarian access.
Fighting in recent days has left hundreds dead or wounded. The U.S. called on all sides to engage in political negotiations. Another UN peacekeeper has been killed in restive Central African Republic, the UN blaming mainly Christian anti-Balaka militia for attacking a UN checkpoint Monday at the entrance to a camp for displaced people in the southeast town of Bria. A Mauritanian peacekeeper was killed, along with two colleagues who were wounded. A third was wounded from Zambia. This is VOA.